Hello and welcome to Car Talk on National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers.
Will you get it right?
Hello! Live from New York, it's Car Talk with Johnny Cossett.
Come on, we can put a little excitement into it. Welcome to Car Talk National Public. It's boring, man. You're out of here. That's it. I want Jay Leno for a partner.
Yeah, but does he want you? No. Anyway, I was about to say before you rudely.
I'm sorry.
Rudely interrupted me. That we're broadcasting this week from the Toga Storage Wing here at Car Talk
More
Plaza.
About that.
Yes, in a moment. Because we have many togas in storage.
Togai.
Togai. Yes, sure.
It can't be togai.
All the years I took Latin, I never came across the word toga.
You know why? Because it's a Greek word.
Didn't they call them Roman togas?
Wasn't that one of our great Quailisms? Not to beat up on Dan Quayle anymore, but when he came back from Latin America, he said it's a great place, and I wish now that I had studied Latin when I was in school. He probably meant it.
Maybe.
Hey, have I got mail for you?
Okay.
Mail and all kinds of interesting stuff. For example, there I was reading the paper the other day, and man, are we wasting our time doing this? This little two-bit radio show about cars.
Yes.
We are so dumb.
Right. Well, we've been
have
told that several times. What else? Tell me something we don't know.
Have you heard of the Reverend Robert Tilton?
No, I have not heard of the Reverend Robert Tilton, but I'm afraid I'm about to.
You are about to. Robert Tilton, the Dallas televangelist who unabashedly promises prosperity and good health to anyone who sends him $1,000.
Yeah.
Now get this. The show's format was changed in 1986 when Tilton said God had told him to spend his entire television show persuading the poor to send him money so that they, too, could be financially blessed.
Yes, called fleecing the flock.
No, he calls it prosperity theology.
Yeah, interesting.
Is this awesome? Here we are living in squalor, talking about cars, and this guy simply promises people that he will give them prosperity.
Well,
I love it.
Better than we can do.
Here's the bad side of it. Two Oklahoma widows have sued Tilton for $40 million each, saying the minister continues to send letters to their dead husbands promising that God will restore their health. But, I mean, you started the L. Ron Tappet religion a long time ago.
Yes, I have. I have not fully developed all the tenets of the religion.
This is it. I mean, this is our ticket out of this dump.
I'm ready.
Well, how about, like, we promise 150,000 miles of happy driving if you send us $50.
So
we don't want to be greedy.
No. A week. 1-800-332-9287. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Alice Jean.
Hi, Alice Jean. What part of Alabama are you from?
No, not Alabama. You have to go.
Florida.
I'm from Virginia.
Virginia?
Well, I wouldn't have guessed that. Your accent.
Alice Jean.
Is
from Winchester, Virginia.
Really? No kidding.
Sounds too heavy for Virginia, but
wow.
If you say so, we'll believe it.
Well,
and you've always lived in Virginia, Alice Jean?
Well, I've lived here a long time, and you know, when I think about your accents, I just think they're very funny.
You yes. don't got no stinking accents. What are you talking about?
Well,
so what's on your mind?
Well, actually, something, you were talking, not about cars, but you were talking about Sonia Henny's tutu on your last program.
We talk about Sonia Henny every week. She's
out. You said, what was that? Or you asked what it meant. And I couldn't help thinking that it was a frozen metaphor, you know?
I had never thought of that. I'm going to talk to I Am Shirley Wright right away about this. Did you want to talk about cars or Sonia Henny?
No, I want to talk about cars.
I have a
Ford Escort.
What year?
In 1990.
Okay.
And like all automatic drives, it has a 1, a 2, a D, and I don't know why I have to have a neutral and a park. So I have two questions. Why does a car have to have a neutral and a park? And when do I use 1 and 2? And I really have three questions. Am I supposed to use 92 octane on that?
Wow, these are lots of questions.
These are deep questions.
They are. These are all questions which I think we've never had before.
Well, they're pretty easy to answer, aren't they? I mean,
says you, says you. If they were that easy, you wouldn't be calling us. Right? Let's take the real easy one first.
The 92 octane.
Whoever's trying to sell you 92 octane for this car is really making boat payments.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't need 92.
Don't need any octane in this car.
87 octane is what the car requires.
Right.
All right, now let's go to the hard stuff. Okay. Why do you need park and neutral?
Uh-huh.
I've been working on this feverishly.
I have, too. It sounded to you like a simple question, but it isn't.
Well, the truth is that you may not have noticed this, but you can put the thing in neutral, and the car will, in fact, roll in neutral.
Right.
But in park, it will not roll.
Right.
Yeah, well, we know why you need park. The question is, why do you need neutral?
Because you cannot start it in D or 2
but
or 1.
But you can start it in P.
No, but what happens if you are making a turn, for example, and your car stalls?
Uh-huh.
You would have to come to a complete stop because you cannot put it into park unless you come to a complete stop. Otherwise, you'll hear the following sound. Because there's something called the parking pole that engages a little gear and stops the...
All right, all right. Well, that's why you need neutral. But why do you need park?
So you won't roll down hills. And you need neutral for going to the car wash. When you go to the car wash, you don't say,
put it in park and take your foot off the brake.
Because you won't go.
That's right.
All right, now the 1 and 2. Let's go to that. The 1 and 2 are primarily for descending hills.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ascending hills, the transmission will figure out which gear to be in. Oh. You can play stupid. My brother's good at this. You just put it in D and you climb a hill. If you're in the wrong gear, it will downshift. However, going down a hill, you would like to maintain a constant speed by using the engine as a brake and not the brake as a brake because the brakes will overheat.
Right, so if you're going down a long hill, you should always be either in 2 or even if it's a very steep hill, in 1.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you'll fry your brakes.
And you have to figure out when to do that.
But I've noticed also sometimes when I'm going up a hill, the motor sounds like it's straining, and if I shift to 1 or 2, it just feels better.
Yeah, of course, it's supposed to strain. It's a lousy Ford Escort. What do you want? What do you think you got here, a Maserati?
You're hurting my feelings. No.
Don't insult her.
I'm
little
sorry.
Car.
No, it is a...
It really is
be
a
nice
car.
My brother is so cruel, so insensitive. Such a dip.
Well, he's a bad driver, so that's why.
But no, it will. I mean, a four-cylinder engine under a large load is going to wheeze and grunt and groan, and that's why if you step on the gas and try to accelerate, it will downshift. You can do it. You can preempt the transmission process and downshift it yourself, but let it do it.
Uh-huh.
It'll feel better.
Okay.
It will. Thanks for your call,
LSG. And thanks for the frozen metaphors.
See you later.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Guess what?
The Puzzler Answer and more calls are coming up right after this. This message comes from NPR sponsor eBay Motors. If you're like most people, there's been a time where you had to stop working on your car because you didn't have the right parts. But eBay Motors thinks the only thing that should slow your car down is the brakes, or maybe friction, but not a lack of parts. That's why eBay Motors has all the right parts at the right prices. In fact, they have 122 million parts all at your disposal. That way, you can keep your project moving and your car not just running, but running in style. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. This message comes from NPR sponsor Evercoat Body Shop. If you want to take the guesswork out of bodywork, Evercoat Body Shop has the right product for your project, whether you're a professional or a DIYer. 3 easy steps, just prep, fill, and sand. The perfect mix guide makes it easy to get the right ratio of filler and cream hardener. It dries in about 15 minutes and sands up to 50% faster than the competition. Evercoat is the number one brand preferred by professionals. Available at Advance Auto Parts.
Hey, it's time for the puzzle. The puzzle answer.
Ooh.
And I know you remember last week's puzzler because it was very similar, although not quite like the one of the week before.
Oh, yeah.
There were some very subtle differences.
In our good ecological conscience,
yes,
we have recycled all puzzles. All puzzles now should last 2-3 weeks.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know why? Because it takes 2-3 weeks for us to get an answer that we believe.
Well, here we go.
Yeah.
Some years ago, we had this mechanic who worked for us at the garage, an old crusty.
You're not going to go through that whole
story
again.
Sure, people want to hear it. People like to hear the story.
Actually, you're right, because, as we said, nobody ever listens to the show twice, so it's new to everybody.
And the answer will be meaningless.
And I can't remember anything, so it's new to me. You're the only one who's bored. Everyone else is having a great time. Snap out of it. Lighten up.
Okay. We had this mechanic that used to
work. Old guy called Krusty. Wasn't his name Krusty?
No. Phil. Well, one day a car came in. It was an old 8-cylinder Buick, some old jalopy. Remember one of my brother's cars. And it had obviously been flooded. It was a cold winter day, and the customer tried to start it repeatedly, and the choke was stuck, and it was pretty obvious the thing was flooded and wasn't going to start. Anyway, got towed in. We tried to start it, and it would crank like crazy, but it, what?
Wouldn't start.
Very good. Why? Why wouldn't it start?
It was flooded.
Right. The plugs were all wet with gasoline.
And the customer came in and said, my car is flooded.
And the spark was not strong enough to jump that, okay, because it would short out. The path of the electricity would take a short circuit, okay, inside the plug.
This is all after the fact. I mean, you didn't know this. It was flooded. That was it, and it wouldn't start.
Well, I'm just trying to...
Don't give it away.
Paint the picture, you know.
Don't give it away.
Okay. Oh, no? I don't want to give it away?
We're giving
it. So I said to Krusty, why don't you take the plugs out? Old crust. And he said...
Phil. His name was Phil.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Krusty was his last name. And he said, I want to try something first. And he took off all the spark plug wires, but he didn't take them all the way off. He just pulled them off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he left them all dangling.
Yeah.
So they were ready to fall off. Okay?
So these are the plugs the spark plug wires where the boot attaches to the spark plug. What Krusty did was he pulled them off so they were no longer on there tight.
Right.
So there was a space between...
An airspace between the electrical connector at the end of the wire
and the spark plug
and
itself.
The actual electrical connector.
Right. Exactly the way they tell you not to put these on, because every time you make electrical connections, it's crucial that you make a good connection. For example, if you had a connection like this at the battery, nothing. You turn the key, lights wouldn't go on, the car wouldn't start, nothing would happen.
Right. Right.
However. The thick plottins.
He gets in, turns the key, and boom, it starts right up. And the question we had asked last month, is this possible? And the answer to that question was yes.
Of course it was possible. Krusty did it.
Yes, well, we wanted you to tell us if this was a fabrication, this little story,
yes,
or if, in fact, it was the truth.
Yes, and in fact, I believe when we first introduced this puzzler many months ago, I commented that every backyard mechanic knows this trick.
Yes,
and even some front yard mechanics. That's right.
Now, to bring you up to date to last week's puzzler, some years ago, we had a mechanic who worked for us, an old guy named Krusty. I think his name was Phil, actually. No, we wanted to know... With that same story as background,
yeah.
Why does it work? What's really going on? And my brother has a PhD in electrical engineering.
I do. I studied electrical engineering at that great institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's called the Great Institute of Cambridge, Massachusetts, GICM. And I was just commenting before the show that I learned absolutely nothing during my entire bachelor, master's, and PhD program. Because all they talked about was equations and stuff. What has that got to do with light bulbs is what I want to know. Or spark plugs, for that matter. But
everything my brother learned about electricity, he learned from watching the movie about Thomas Edison and the one with Don Ameche about Alexander Graham Bell. That's all he knows.
Thomas Edison, played by
Spencer
Tracy.
Of course. Everyone knows that.
So what was the point? Did we give the answer yet? I asleep?
We're working up to it.
Did I lose something?
What did you learn from that old crusty professor that you had?
I learned not from any crusty professor at MIT where I never learned a single thing. But what I learned, who I learned it from was a guy who taught an electricity course who made the comment during one of the classes, the highest voltage appears across the highest resistance. And I said, when the light shines and the sun comes through the clouds and you suddenly see. So all those 14...
And you said at that time...
Sonia, Annie's light bulb.
Well, that's exactly what's happened. As we increase the distance between, as we make that air gap, we are increasing the resistance tremendously.
Yes. The highest resistance appears across the highest
Therefore,
voltage.
You're making the coil produce a much stronger spark.
Mm-hmm.
in order to jump that gap.
That's right. And just like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. When that gap jumps across, it yells, "Oh, boy!"
Because according to what? Ohm's law,
yeah.
Right? If you increase the resistance,
you increase the voltage. And that was it.
Next week,
it's
Puzzler.
A simple thing. I mean, this could be used in...
Why don't you leave the wires like this all the time?
We could milk this Puzzler.
This is going to last until the summer. Until the Puzzler goes on vacation. Do we have
a
winner?
Summer? Didn't you like summer? Summer's gone already. Okay. Yes, the winner is Paul Breed from Kingston, New Hampshire, a New Englander. My God. And Paul, for being selected as the winner this week, you will get an autographed copy of our mediocre book, Car Talk, which was recently rated a mild sedative by the Food and Drug Administration.
We have a new Puzzler coming up, so be sure to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, if you would like to talk to us, our number is 1-800-332-9287. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Norm from San Diego.
Norm.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
How are you? You know, Norm, I don't want to say anything bad about people named Norm, but just the other day, as I was running across one of the busy streets in our fair city, my bad knee gave out.
Your trick knee?
It's not trick, because I injured this knee many, many years ago because I went skiing.
Oh, this wasn't you when you were in the CIA and you were getting shot by the...
No, that's the story I told Bourbon. And what happened was I went... Am I changing the subject? This is important. This guy...
This when you were in Tibet?
Whose name is Norm Robillard. I will never forget old Norm. Norm used to tell me a joke a day. And I worked with Norm, and one day he said, "Let's go skiing." I said, "Norm, I've never skied in my life." So get this. He takes me skiing, first of all, on a rainy, freezing night. Mountain is covered.
Oh, you always ski at night. It's better not to be able to see. You just kind of do it by remote control.
So first of all, it's night. I've never been on skis in my life. It's nighttime. It's raining and freezing. And I've never been there before. And he takes me to the top of the mountain.
Good. That's a good place to start if you're going to ski. You can't do anything from the bottom of the mountain.
But
trust me on this.
We
I don't know much
like
about it, but
halfway.
You've got to start at
the
top.
We could have started like halfway. My buddy, Norm Robillard, I know he's out there someplace. I want him to call me because I owe him something. My knee still hurts from that. Hey, Norm, where are you? So, Norm, San Diego, your name isn't Robillard, is it?
No, it is not.
Okay, so what'd you call us for?
I have a 1987 Nissan Stanza station wagon.
Yeah.
And last November, after Thanksgiving, I have this car in the East. I have a summer place in the East.
Yes, we know it's on Long Island.
New York someplace, right?
Right.
The Hamptons?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
See, we could tell. There are no secrets here, Norm.
No.
So continue. We're sorry.
Anyway, I decided to put the car up for the winter. I put it in an enclosed garage, and I disconnected the battery, took the terminals off the...
Good.
And just left the car there.
Sure.
And now, next month, I'm going out there again. I want to start the car up, but I've had people tell me that I should have put more oil in, or I should have drained the oil, and I should do this, and I should do that. And I want to know that, is there anything that I have to do besides just put the terminals on, charge up the battery, and...
Do not listen to these people. They are children of Satan. They are attempting to cause you great physical and emotional harm.
Okay.
And your instinct is exactly right. Put the terminals on it and sit there all day cranking it because it'll never start. I'm sorry. That was cruel and not necessary. No, it'll probably start. The only thing that I might have suggested you to do is that you threw some stable into the gas tank to prevent the...
What?
Stable is a trade name for a gasoline stabilizer. Gasoline will break down and create gums and varnishes that can clog up things like fuel injectors and orifices in your carburetor and whatever. And it's a good idea, if you're going to let the car sit for an extended period, that you add some of this. And it only takes a few drops, literally.
Out here in the frozen north, we also use it for things like snow blowers, which you don't usually use in the summer. And lawnmowers, which you don't usually use in the winter. And if you just leave gasoline in them, that's what happens to it.
Right. They used to tell you to start your lawnmower and let it run until the tank ran dry.
Yeah.
Well, that seemed kind of silly, especially if it was like November.
Right. But so that's about the only thing you really need to do. You certainly don't want to add more oil. The oil is going to sit there and it does nothing. It's fine.
Yeah, the oil's fine.
Okay. In other words, I should have added that stabilizer when I...
Yeah, it's too late now, so just hope for the best. Crank away and hope that it starts.
How much gas is in the tank? Do you remember?
Oh, God, I don't remember. Probably a half a tank.
All right. If you get it, if you manage to get it started,
yeah,
fill it up.
Fill it up as soon as possible so the good stuff will mix in with all the junk.
And then you'll have
there.
Only a half a tank right. of bad gas.
And then next year when you lay it up for the winter, put a can of stable into it, and that's it.
Okay. Okay, thanks a million,
thanks for your
okay,
call.
Okay, if you run into a guy named Robillard, ask him to give me a buzz here.
All right, thank
thanks
you.
A lot, Norm.
Bye-bye, Norm.
We'll be right back with more calls and the new puzzle right after these messages.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. Life can be overwhelming, and many are burned out without even knowing it. Struggling with work or any of life's roles can lead to lack of motivation and detachment. Prioritize your mental health by talking with someone. BetterHelp Online Therapy offers video, phone, and live chat sessions with a professional therapist, and it's more affordable than in-person therapy. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/cartalk.
Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk on National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're here to answer your questions about cars and car repair. And how do you throw a discus brake?
Don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to doing it myself. I think it's going to be great. Want me to read some mail?
No, I'll go right to the puzzler.
Okay, yeah. You got a new one?
I don't. Okay. This is going to be a real short puzzler.
Okay.
And
you know, a long time ago, we had this old crusty mechanic working for How are we going to do now? How are we going to do
now,
this?
A few weeks ago, one of the guys at the shop, one of our guys was replacing the head gasket on a car. I don't remember what car it was, but head gaskets are those thin gaskets that go between the cylinder head and the block of the engine. It was some four-cylinder car. I think it was a Ford Escort or something. Mm. And you could easily put the gasket on incorrectly.
Especially, what, if you're an automobile mechanic? Yes.
So they had written on the thing the following letters. T-O-P.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Top.
Sure.
And I was walking by, and he had put the thing on, and T-O-P was...
Was written ridiculous. Clearly
there. I saw it, and I said to him, "Boy, that's a useless piece of information, isn't it?"
Really? You said that to him?
He said, "I beg your pardon."
I beg to differ. Yeah.
What did I mean by that?
What did you mean by that? Excellent. That is very good. Now, what if someone thought that he or she knew the answer to this puzzle? What would she or he... By the way, a new word.
Yes, she.
We need the word she.
Yes.
Spelled S/HE. And we...
No, S-H-A-H-E. She.
S/HE is elegant in its simplicity.
I don't like slashes.
Because it's she and it's he. We must...
So what would she do?
What would she do if she... thought well, she knew the answer to
I think the masculinists
question.
Among us are going to insist that it's be hashi.
Hashi. The hell with that.
Anyway, if you think you know the answer, write to us at Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, 630 Commonwealth Avenue, Boston.
Our fair city.
Mass, 02215.
That was method acting.
Yes. That's what it was, huh?
Because I'm
if you'd like to talk to us, the number is 1-800-332-9287 or 617-353-6350.
Hello, you're on Car Talk. Who's this?
Hi, this is Hyla Nelson from Olympia, Washington.
Hyla?
Olympia.
From Olympia, Washington. I happen to know that Olympia is the capital.
That's right.
Well, goody two-shoes for you.
It's the only state capital that I know. But you know there's a Springfield in every state.
But do you know who's from Springfield?
Springfield what?
Any Springfield. Bart Simpson lives in Springfield. And you know why they chose the name Springfield?
Because there's a Springfield.
Because everyone in the country
can feel like
can identify because there is a Springfield in every state in the United States,
sure
including
Hyla
Alaska,
thrilled.
Hawaii, and the
that.
Territory of Puerto Rico. If it is indeed a territory. So what kind of a name is Hyla? It's unusual.
Well, we got it through Sweden, but they say in Sweden it isn't a name there.
Oh, it isn't.
Ah, someone made it up.
So you have a one-of-a-kind name.
I hope so.
Yeah, it sounds like that's
Sonia is a Swedish name or Norwegian?
Norwegian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, Hyla, what can we do for you?
Well, I have a really great 85 Civic wagon with 168,000 miles on it.
Good for you.
And I would buy another one when this one finally dies, but they're not making them anymore. So I'm really attracted because they kind of look like little ice cream delivery trucks.
These, yeah, they do.
The Geo Trackers and the
the Tracker
Sidekicks. And also because, I know this is a ridiculous reason, but they come in really fun colors. And I can't find out anything about these two particular type of vehicles. I want a fun car, you know?
You want a fun car?
Yeah.
Fun car. And I guess and you in think Olympia, it's, you need one.
It is the state capital.
Too gray here.
Yeah, it's sort of like Boston, dark and gray all the time.
Sometimes.
The sun never shines.
Actually, I was
interested in these two. I know they get bad mileage, but what about them tipping over and what about other things about them?
Well, you said you wanted some.
Get this after having a really good.
You wanted to have fun.
You want some excitement in your life, right?
Yeah, I want to. Yeah, I want a fun kind of car. You know.
Yeah,
I drove the Sidekick last year for quite a while.
And
I tried to tip it over.
Yeah.
Well,
and?
Because there were reports that these were easily tipped.
Well, no, the Sidekick sort of hopefully overcame the problem of its predecessor,
the
Samurai. That's the one that flipped over.
Yeah, but the Sidekick.
The Sidekick
exactly
wasn't much better. At least it didn't look much better.
It to me, it was much better because try as I might to tip it over, I was unable to.
No kidding.
Well, I didn't drive up on any sidewalks, but I did take some hard turns with it. I mean, turns that I would have been afraid to take, perhaps, in my wonderful, what is that thing I drive? The Dodge Dakota.
Oh, it made the top 10 again.
Yes, no, it did.
The top 10 cars to stay away from, according to Consumer Report.
But I actually like the Sidekick.
Oh, well, I never drove it, so I can't make any comment.
Noise? And I hear with those type of people,
yeah,
absolutely. Noise. The noise will drive you nuts.
Will it?
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
You have to really weigh this. I mean, first of all, you need four-wheel drive. You don't need that.
No.
Right.
And it's hard to find without four-wheel drive.
Right, so you're gonna end up buying four-wheel drive that you don't need, and when that breaks, it's going to cost you a lot of money to fix it. That's number one.
And four-wheel drive makes more noise than two-wheel drive.
Number two, it's kind of a funky vehicle. You know, I can imagine, when I drive one of these vehicles, what did I drive recently? I drove a Mitsubishi Montero. A customer was in the garage.
You drive all these cars that I never see.
It was a car that was broken.
Oh,
and I was driving it. And all of a sudden, I felt like it was on safari. I just saw myself in khaki shorts with a pith helmet on, dodging the rhinos.
Yeah.
Were you wearing a Ralph Lauren shirt?
I was. Really?
Yeah, that's good.
And all of a sudden, I thrust myself into this whole safari scene. It was quite wonderful. But that would be good for about a half an hour.
Well, maybe not. Maybe you could take drugs. And you could be feeling like that all the time.
I mean, I couldn't expect to get 168,000 carefree miles.
You wouldn't want to.
I wouldn't want to.
They'd put you in the rubber room.
Yeah, and your kidneys couldn't take it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have to stop at every rest area.
Yeah.
Well, then I should be just looking at regular old station wagons again?
I would. You know what you should look at? If you love the 85 Civic wagon...
It's been great.
Then what is made for you is the Saturn wagon.
A Saturn wagon.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's coming out this year.
It's not out yet. But have you heard of Saturn?
Yes.
Yes, Saturn.
It's the planet right next to Jupiter.
Right. I mean, I have, in fact, have been driving a Saturn all week. And I have to say that I think the Saturn is great.
Well, I understand they don't play games with their prices either when you go.
They don't diddle around. The salesmen don't wear full Chicagos. You go in and they have a price and that's it.
That's
and you pay it. And they don't give you a hard time if something goes wrong. They try to treat you like a human being. If you went in there and asked for a fried egg sandwich and a hamburger roll, they'd make it for you.
They make a small size small.
It's exactly the same size as the Civic wagon.
Well, what did they quit making that for?
It's a little bigger. Why did they quit making that?
Because they
wanted everyone to move up and buy an Accord wagon.
Right. Well, I don't need something that big.
Larger profit margin on the Accord wagon.
That's right. That's why you should jump ship and go directly to the Saturn. The Saturn, really, it's a chance to do something patriotic and get a decent car in the meanwhile.
And it's more than a decent car. It's a real nice car.
Yeah. It's excellent.
And it's about the same price as what I'd be paying for
a
small vehicle.
Yeah.
Yes. Same price, same size.
Competitively priced, as I think they say.
But it doesn't come in any fun colors.
Well, you can have it painted.
Stripe it.
Take it to Earl Scheib. Go for the zebra.
Yeah.
Look.
Roll up the windows. You don't want the seats painted. So, I mean, they might have yellow ones.
They
if
might.
Not, I mean, what does it cost? Buy a couple of bottles of nail polish and spill it over the hood, and you're all set.
Have a good time.
But go look at a Saturn. You may love it.
All right.
Good luck to you, Hyla.
Well, thank you very much.
See ya.
It was real fun. Bye.
Bye.
Well, another hour of car talk has come to an end. Isn't it amazing how quickly it goes by?
It
seems like we just get here and 4 or 5 hours later it's time to leave. Our producer is Doug Berman. Yeah. Our technical advisor is John Bugsy Lawler.
Sebastian
Lawler. Did I leave any out?
Bugsy Sebastian.
Bugsy.
Mr. Height. Don't forget that.
Our engineer is Jennifer Loeb. Our
Jennifer.
Birthday boy.
Oh, yeah.
And dean of the Department of Automusicology is Ken Babyface Rogers. But we should mention that it's also Dougie's birthday.
Yes. There are lots of birthdays here.
Yes.
You know, and don't send any cards and letters. Just send money.
Our chief bottle washer this week was Ken Opino. Our director of long-range strategic planning
is
Frank Serra with Fire King. Our staff disciplinarian is Les Stern. Our transportation coordinator is Rick Shaw. Our staff composer, Bela Kartok. The conductor of the Tappet Brothers Symphony Orchestra, Sludgy Ozawa. The manager of the Tappet Brothers Capital Depreciation Fund is Les Ismore. The chairman of the Kartok Physics Department, Victor Analysis. Our chief legal counsel from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe is Hugh Lewis Dewey, known to his friends in jail as Huey Louie Dewey. We're Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. Mr. Gigi does our hair, and does he ever. Don't drive like my brother.
Don't drive like my brother.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. This is NPR, National Public Radio.